closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
...10:06, we are live at Nicolet National Bank for our annual event to help out families of children with cancer. Of course, it's grown over the years. You can come on down, give some gifts for the kids. The box awaits you, cash, and we've had some tremendous donations, which we'll be talking about in just a bit. But in a few minutes here, we're going to get underway with an element we added a few years ago, the chili cook-off. Green Bay and Sheboygan area firefighters in Sheboygan is talking serious smack. They came in with a golden helmet that they took home last year. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the judges for that, besides me, are familiar faces in Green Bay television. Bill Jarts, by the way, I can't mention Jarts' name on the air without former Denmark. Oh, there it is. Jarts, I can't mention your name on the air without former Denmark police chief Ron Towns telling me what a wimp you were at a chili cook-off. Yeah, he said you didn't weather that very well. So we have Bill from Channel 2, Tom Zalaski from Channel 5, and Pete Petoniak now from Fox 11 joins me. Pete, I feel like we need to get you an official Families of Children with Cancer bib because you're the only one that comes from your day job, and you're all dressed up in your suit, and I'm always worried about you.
No, don't worry about me. I don't mind. Even if I drool, it's okay. It's all for a good cause, right? Jerry, I want to thank you, first off, for doing this because it's a great event, and certainly the cause is so good. It's just we hear so many stories about this, and you've been talking about it all morning to people who are affected, and there's no reason, you know? And just this little help that you do every year is just fantastic.
And Bill mentioned it earlier, and I know, Pete, you know, you're involved in other things as well, and you're in the community. It's what we know is that Northeast Wisconsin is very generous. All you got to do is ask. You ask, and they say yes.
Yeah, you're right. And you're asking again today. So, and I know that people are delivering. So there's no doubt about it that they'll deliver again this year. You were talking about just the fact that maybe gas cars or something to make the people have to go down to Milwaukee or whatever for treatments, and the gas cars will help.
Absolutely. The little things are really big things in this case. All right, Pete was talking about delivering. And as a matter of fact, the firefighters are here. So let me explain again what's going to happen is we judge the chili here. This chili is going to be available at Green Bay Metro Area Fire Departments around the Green Bay area and one in Sheboygan. You can find out where by texting chili to 79489. It'll be there from noon till 2. Noon till 2. Find out where. Text chili 79489. And you will find out exactly where. Again, donation, $5 we would ask, suggested, or more. And it's gone. So get there early. It's noon until 2. And we'll be able to tell you which is the award-winning chili this year. Last year, Sheboygan took it home. I've been getting grief from the Green Bay Fire Department ever since. And we'll see how they do this year. And the judging is about to commence. And again, we do ask you to stop by the bank as well, or you can text donate to 79489. So without further ado, why don't you come on over and explain how we're going to do this.
Well, we have a whole bunch of chilies upstairs. We bring them down, and nobody knows who they are except for pretty much me and everybody upstairs. Okay. So they can put them in a bowl. They present it however they want to present it. This particular person really likes the jalapenos. There's some jalapenos in there. And then from there, you guys judge, and based on what we got here, appearance and taste, and then the winner will take home the bragging rights.
All right, gentlemen, grab your chili. There you go. All right. So then, oh, yeah, there's this whole scoring thing. They've probably changed the scoring to Bader-proof it.
Jerry, are you a noodles guy? I can't remember.
No, I'm not a noodles guy.
Really?
Nope. Now I was raised with noodle chili, but
yeah, my mom
helped. Yep. Yep. All right. So appearance and a score of 1 to 10, I'd go pretty high on this. I mean, it looks pretty good. I like the presentation. So 1 to 10 on appearance. Boy, score of 1 to Yeah, sour cream. I'm a jalapeno guy. I'm not saying it's not bacon, but I'm a jalapeno guy.
You are.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Are you gonna pick the jalapenos out of yours, Jarrett?
I am. I'm staying away from those.
Yeah, really.
You can hear me chewing it on the radio. Great radio.
This is a great radio, Jared.
That's really good.
Ever we should simulcast this.
See, now, how do you... Yeah, really. I went very favorable on that. I went very, very favorable on that.
Peace.
Yeah. I like this a lot. Although I'm going to beta proof myself. More on that later. Anyway. That's where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to rig the game like I am. But anyway, but there nobody's going to be able to yell at me. I'm just saying. Anyway, so that's the first one, and we don't know who it is. And I gave it a 39 out of a possible 40. And Jarrett, you got three more coming.
So?
Bulls
are kind of small as you have.
Well, look at him. Gosh, I better cover mine for crying out loud. So this chili will be available again at firehouses all around the Green Bay area and Sheboygan. To find them, you can text chili at 79489. Chili at 79489. Earl, why don't we do this? Why don't you tell another family story? We'll do some business, and then we'll come back here at the bank. It is 1012, the Jerry Bader Show for families of children with cancer.
I was diagnosed when I was 12.
Okay.
It was September 1st, 2009, my first day of 7th grade, mm-hmm. and I was diagnosed with ALL, which is acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
What a dream I had, pressed in organdy.
It kind of started like the summer before. I was involved in a basketball camp, and then volleyball started in August, and both times, I told my mom when I got home, I was like, I couldn't do everything that all the other kids could do. I kept getting dizzy and lightheaded. And she's like, well, maybe you're just out of shape. The last straw was I was in church and I was doing act lighting, which is like up at the front with the candles and everything. And every time our pastor told us to rise and sit, I got so lightheaded and I couldn't do it. So I ended up like going to the back of church and waiting until the end. And I think that was a Sunday. My mom was like, all right, let's take you to the doctor tomorrow. Let's get it figured out. She thought I had maybe it was like anemic or something. And then we were sitting there for an hour and a half, and finally my doctor came back in and she's like, something's wrong with her her blood count.
I held your
hand. We're going to send you up to the hospital and get it all figured out. And at the time, my mom was a medical transcriptionist. So she asked her, she's like, don't tell me it's leukemia. And the doctor was like, it might be. So she kind of had a little bit of knowledge, but she was still freaked out, and I had no idea what was going on. I was 12, I had no idea.
And when you ran to me, your cheeks flushed with the night.
I think the biggest thing I thought when I was 12 was, am I going to lose my hair? I ended up losing my hair, but it grew back. Another thing was I wasn't able to go to school. That whole year I was out of school, and it was kind of hard going back in 8th grade. Luckily I wasn't held back. My teachers came out and homeschooled me. It was kind of rough. It was kind of lonely. Couldn't have a lot of visitors due to like low blood counts and things like that. Didn't want me to get sick. Right after we got told I had cancer, we were in the hospital for a week, and we actually had a social worker who introduced us to Families of Children with Cancer, and also this organization called Hats with Hair. That's like the two things that always stick out that she like introduced us to, because for Hats with Hair, they actually, when I started losing my hair, they cut my own hair and they made it into a wig.
Awesome.
With like a breathable cloth on top, so I just had to put a hat on, but it was my hair,
right.
Which I thought was really awesome. And
awesome.
My mom just told me this the other day, Families of Children with Cancer actually paid for that for mm-hmm. me, so like we didn't have to pay for that at all. And I didn't know that, but I'm very thankful because
yeah.
that was really big for me.
And when I woke and felt you warming me,
It's also meeting other people who understand exactly what you're going through. They've been through it. They have siblings who also, like my brother, could connect with other siblings who had their siblings going through cancer. Like my parents could talk to other parents who were experiencing the same things. Like, it's a really big reminder that you're not alone. Like, this is not something you're doing alone. Other people are doing it too. Honestly, everybody is touched by cancer, whether like it's a family member or a friend or a coworker. So, and childhood cancer, like you see adults go through this, but imagine a child going through this.
Oh, I love you.
And all the money stays in this area. It helps families within your community, and I think that's really important. So.
Oh,
Jerry Bader Show.